turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, reading from the New King James this morning. And it's particularly because some of these words in this passage that are very, very important to understand. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, apt or able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, not speaking of the world, the lost people, lest he fall into the reproach and snare of the devil. Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those that have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, though I come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. That last verse is believed to be one of the earliest songs of the early church. It's a very, very beautiful verse for sure. Title of our message this morning is Leaders for Christ. Leaders for Christ. There was a strong young man who just started a new job at a construction site. And I mean, he was strong. He had muscles in his neck and just about everywhere that most of us don't have muscles. He was bragging that he could outdo anyone in the feat of strength. But he made a special case of making fun of Morris, one of the older workers. After a few days, Morris had had enough. Said to the young man, "Why don't you put your money where your mouth is?" Morris said, "I will bet a week's wages that I can haul something in a wheelbarrow over to that building that you won't be able to wheel back." "You're on, old man," the braggart replied. "It's a bet. Let's see what you've got." Morris reached out and grabbed the wheelbarrow by the handles, and then nodding to the young man, he says, "All right, get in." It's not considered to be very proper to brag as human beings, is it? Do you like being around an egotist? Somebody said there's one good thing about being around an egotist: you don't hear gossip. But every one of us sometimes like our egos massaged. And I would suggest that in religious circles it is considered very improper to make statements that would